Blog Talk Radio.
Step on their neck, stay going hard.
a problem. I got a great solution. It will solve it.
Okay.
I mace little baddie. That's what you dealing with. Hair and nails, babysitter for kids. Might pop out real quick. Don't waste my time with endless lies like you got bread. Knowing damn well all you got is boring head. I've been done blasted your ass. Keep playing. Don't be a victim of a pussy robber. I would a nigga saying. Ride real clean, got nice grill, dress kinda long. Approach me in the club, buy me some drinks, wanna take me home. I'm cribbing on your job, but with your kids, that's what I'm on. Come here, let me put my number in your phone, for real.
Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud. Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority bitches is fraud.
Your money got to be long, pay like you wait. This big league, you sure you wanna play? Need a big stepper, not a nigga out here robbing.
No.
You got an issue? Come here, let's solve it. Cause for one, boss bitches don't play no game. And for sure, not fucking with no lame. Pussy robber, nah, we don't fuck with you.
No.
That shit ridiculous, hysterical, unbelievable. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone. Don't play with it, don't play with it. Go hard up, go home. If you know you ain't got it like they, leave a boss bitch alone.
Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority niggas is fraud. Step on their neck, stay going hard. Letting you know right now, majority bitches is fraud.
To the dude that I love, cause I love villain, villain go live on the record. Yeah. Even when he vibes for his lies on the block, cause he'd rather die to be recognized as a record. So hard in the paint. Sucks when you think you are, but you ain't. Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no crime on Marvin the game. Too hard to involve a debate. Too short to be in the form of debate. Yeah. Ain't got time for the bull and let's just out that bush. Time of the day. Sometimes gotta make time, but a fake time, but a fake time. Get away with the fake crime, make it fake time. That's wayside, what should've been wayside.
Now's on FaceTime.
Should I keep jumping it? Yeah. Should all y'all keep jumping it?
Yeah.
Should all y'all take the fall when I drop? Cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it.
Woo!
Let me find out that y'all really find out how they barely Billy Bob and find out you're very interested in what Omar got to say about it. Tell me, would you go cray cray if I said my way or the highway? Bye-bye sway, bye-bye nay nay, bye-bye gang gang, all y'all gangway. Why can't we all get along, get it on till we all in the rain? Nothing wrong with it, we all good, so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hey, we'll still find a way to get it all in it. Got you thinking that you're hot, hot, dope, but you're not, nah. Maybe you can really get down, but when you ask around and saying that you're really not, nah, nah. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. You can break me down to one knee, I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust, so I can really get the beating on him. He had it coming. Get the kick until I'm out of asses. Kind of happy to Calabasas, where the grass is greener, but old gets meaner.
Let that slide, I'm all out of pass.
Maybe you can walk with my ass, the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page, look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but it's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary, man.
Yo,
mojo's the plan, man. You ain't trying to break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get these bitches to back up. You need to just pop up, forget about the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real shit can probably gain you a wife now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now I'm spending more than another day in the life now. Maintain is the main thing, main thing. Keep it coming, they're coming like bang bang. They're messing with you, come up, then it's time to get the gang gang. Pull up on them, be like bang 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 bang. Hit them up, yup, get em all. Rev them up, let them go, kinda let them know. You in that banging, I'm in that banging. Pull up the thing, but bigger when I see nobody to let it go. I'm in the business, I'm giving them the business. So if you rapping the witness, you probably end up a witness. So watching me in the beginning, the sentence, so many up into the ER. I never a minute, they call me a minute. I've been in the tennis, I'm watching you. I keep that, I keep ready to hibachi you. I'm probably with the gins, you ready to tap you. I get you slipping up beside you, and then I hit him with the...
Yeah.
came was there. 3 days on the phone, got us right here. Kevin Hart on, got me inching up. Lips on your neck, eye contact. Your hands on my chest, kissed and stop. Fight it till we can't. Looking in your eyes, asking are you straight. TV now off, slow music up. I can feel goosebumps as you tense up. Sorry, my voice is trembling. Are intensified by resistance, back and forth in the doorway. Swallowed by the moment, knowing that you want this as bad as I want it. Fast my heartbeat, just won't slow down. Keep pulling my head up every time I go down. Any deeper, we both may drown. Lay with me for a while, let's figure this out. Candles smell good, don't it? Can't say what it was, it just crept right up on them. Sorta like the shake you had that wouldn't stop. Seemed I was half past, we just couldn't stop. As I rubbed your back, seemed like our stories matched. Never in life have I felt like that, held and hugged. More mental than physical. It's so simple, baby girl, I'm into you. Ain't ready for this night to end. Just being with you is so damn cool. If this is wrong, I can't be right. For the rest of my life, I'ma cherish tonight. Right now my guards are down, I swear. Rubbing on your back, fingers in your hair. Have no idea how we got here. You're forever on my mental. Keep you in my prayer.
One step more.
Forever take my love and love. I'm a deep or proud to prove my love. Happiness is the soul, is what I'm striving toward. If I die, see my ghost back to finish up. I know that there are plenty, but if I die, I'm meant when I sin. Today's the worst part, and I'm gonna spend my travel to the moon and back, yeah. Just to let you know that I got your back. All your problems ain't no problems, girl, I handle that. And if you fall, I'll put your fine ass back on track. Put your weight on my shoulders, girl, I'm your Hercules. Your destination like Moses, girl, I will part those seas. Fight the battles, cause when the walls ain't shit to me. If I fall down, I'll fight on my bloody knees.
Forever,
I'm gonna need more time.
That's what I'm striving for.
If I see more ghosts back to finish,
gonna send them back.
I know that you're crazy.
Life sounds a little crazy.
I'm here when I said
today's the worst part.
And I'm gonna take one step more.
But then I'm gonna take one step more. The blood that goes through my veins, I can't breathe without you. You're my oxygen. You provide my support. You're you're my skeleton. I stand strong, you're my rock, I found my diamond. You're the oil in my motor that keeps my engine going. You're the F in my battery that keeps my juice going. You're the part of my brain that keeps me knowing I'll be there for you, cause that's what God told me. The love I have for you, it's the same love that the Lord has for me. It's unconditional. You see?
International game. JT Money checking in with Trig the General. Let's go.
When I get that feeling, I need a verse with no ceiling.
Yeah. people.
Blue
your
West.
Dreams have now been fulfilled. Get
West.
That ass up
and
let's get
West.
Ill.
Blue
that's
West.
Right, y'all.
Blue
we brought it
West.
Up.
Blue
we rally your bluff.
Blue
and
Blue
when
West.
It comes to
Blue
West.
West.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the Homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
What's popping, people? It's going down. True West Mad Money. And it is what it is, man. We got your original up in here, Miss Sweetie. What's up, baby?
Oh, good. What you up to?
Man, I'm just chilling. You know, getting into the mode for the night. You know, boy, I lean in the building.
Time change got me fucked up. I almost missed this. I had to hop up. I'm like, wait a minute. Something's going on.
What's up, big brother? What's up, tribe, man? I just checking in. I got a phone Miss Stairway. He finna check in. I just kind of got out of work, man, sitting on the porch, change shoes, come out here and listen to the show, look at the stars on the porch.
Oh, yeah, you got a good afternoon right there here to you.
How y'all doing?
Mm-hmm. We can't hardly see the stars out here no more.
Was raining down there?
No.
Nah, you can't hear what you're saying.
Yeah, too much light. They got too much light.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, right. I got you. Yeah, it's some light over here, but we still... It's still where you can sit on the porch and see a flying soft helicopter airplane or something.
Yeah.
A drone. One time they had a drone fly over this motherfucker.
Hell no. Take your ass back home. But you know, them be belonging to people. They don't always belong
right.
to the government. Scratch
I don't think
one.
It was.
He said he just
right.
got one. Can't nothing say he got one.
They're getting cheaper and cheaper. I'm going to buy me one here. They're getting cheaper. They was high on the motherfucker. But, you know, they cheaper than, than a flying model airplane. They know the model airplane they be flying. They got a flying model airplane truck outside of Shreveport in Arkansas going into Shreveport. They airplanes, but they model airplanes. But they look like the real thing. But they're about the size of a bicycle.
Yeah.
Get 20-inch bicycle. Yeah, they're about that size. Some even bigger, and they be flying them. And you be thinking they
that's
real people, and be goddamn me, remote control. What they call it, remote control airplane. So that thing is a drone, remote control.
Yeah.
Ain't that some shit? I saw where people had built up some Legos, and the people that you could play with them with were the lady. She was a grown lady. And she was down, like, on her knees playing with it, and it was up to her chest. And I said, now, who did this shit? That must have took a long time. A long-ass time.
For real?
I don't even know if I'm patient enough for that. But I think all that stuff is pretty cool, how, I guess basically we can play with toys now again or whatever.
Right.
Right. It's crazy to say that store designing them that way.
Mhm. And they design them for grown people to play with them now, but they used to make you feel weird or try to make fun of people about hobbies like this just not too long ago. Mm-hmm. So I definitely appreciate it.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Somebody getting paid, too. All it takes is an idea. You don't even have to be the first one to do it. You just have to put your own little spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, though. So I'm going to look for that thing. I want to see how big that, I mean, what the plane looks like. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not that into it. But I want to see what it looks like. So what y'all got going on in the country?
Oh, man. Mary. Are you folks still trying to recoup from that blues festival?
Oh, I know they had fun. And before everybody else. Before everybody else get on here yelling and screaming, have you talked to Scratch?
No. Not lately.
I guess he all right. I don't know.
Maybe. I ain't even know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he got him another puppy, so that's he probably busy with that, too. He said he was moving, so I was just wondering. Mm-hmm. Cause everybody been calling butt scratch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to stop wanting to call, you know what I'm saying?
Huh? I feel you. When you've been DJing as long as Crash House?
Mm-hmm.
That ain't no easy move.
What, you think you burn out?
Hmm?
I say, what you mean? You think you burn out? Or you think you busy?
No, you're moving.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he's still mm-hmm. DJ for people, too, so.
Yeah,
I ain't been on Facebook and stuff like I used to be on Facebook, so when I log on, they show me stuff that's 3 and 4 days old, mostly.
Yeah, he's doing something different.
Mm-hmm. I got to get back into social media, I guess, but, man.
Me too.
It's overwhelming.
I don't be on there like I feel it.
Yeah, me either.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Not one single bit.
There you go.
I'm really thinking of some things that I'm trying to get going. I'm having a hard time finding some names for businesses because everything I've thought of or even everything I might have used once, somebody have already used it. And even my name has been used. It's
what?
Something someone did. Literally, like it's a place where they make wine at. I was like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, I'm like, man, ain't this some shit? Like, my name being used. I don't know what to say about it. It's hard to to come up with the business names and coin them and copyright them and all that, because there's so many people. Nobody is the first person to think of something, or nobody is the first person to really use it.
Oh, man. How y'all doing? Can y'all hear me?
Good. Yeah. How you been doing?
I didn't mean to interrupt y'all. No, I had left. I had to go get my my earbud wouldn't connect to the phone. It ain't connect all day. So I had to get my wirehead set here phone. But what? I didn't mean to interrupt y'all. What y'all was saying though, guys? I apologize.
So I'm saying it's hard to think of names to copyright business and stuff, because a lot of stuff that I might have used, people have used already, and even my name, my real name, has been used already. Like, and nobody is the first person to think of anything these days. So it's,
I'm like this. When it go to the name game, school, old school told me, he said, Buddha, you know, he said, ain't nothing new up under the sun.
Yeah.
No matter how we shape it and twist it, nothing is new up under the sun. Like I was telling, I said, so many Buddhas, I said, it might be a couple Buddha Ali's, I said, but it's the person who acts. The person who acts in the spirit fully, not just by, you know what I'm saying, not just by fronting and shit. People that really own it, they can see it. Recognize real, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely sweet pea, sweet spot. You definitely been repping. You know, some people see the thing about us. We've been like heavy love went through that, especially with heavy denim come out. Just like the Mike Jones thing. He was Mike Jones before that. Y'all heard him on Holler Mike Jones.
You can't even say his damn name either.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. The real heavy love. We ought to put money on the Mike Jones, a Swisher House and all that, heard Heavy Love at Charlemagne's when they were all coming to Charlemagne's. Cause DJ Quick Mix were the main DJs down now in that surrounding area. Even before Bull come out, it was Heavy Love and Quick Mixing them, and DJ Ray and Wiz and General. It was like, you know, it was real DJs that were out here in the clubs every weekend, every Wednesday late at night, Sundays at the football shabams and all that. Well, to make a long story short, originals, original, before and after you. You see what I'm saying? It's all who wears the jersey the best.
Yep. And that's why I was noticing now a lot of people, a lot of businesses are similar or have similar names and stuff like that. But they'll add or take away something. Like, they have to make it their own at this point. It's kind of, my mind is working. I got to see what I can come up with. It's working, though. But I just want to, I need something that's going to be mine so that I can really copyright it and stuff like that for real, so that I can use it, yeah, in the way that it's supposed to be used. And, man, it's a lot of stuff people don't know, man. You get you a business name, then you get a wholesale thing, and you get a seller's permit, And you can do the simplest shit. You can order gallons of shea butter and olive oil and turn around and sell them at different places.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to, you really ain't got to break them down and make nothing. You know, all of that. So you can do it with clothes. You know, you can wholesale clothing and shoes and stuff like that. All it is a license. And one hand rubs the other. You got a business license, and you get a wholesale license because you have a wholesale permit because you got, you know, a business. And then you get a vendor's permit. You get a vendor's permit, so you can stand outside.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pay the vendor fee, and you can pay the list, you know, to set up in the park, you know, sell ice cream, any damn thing, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. You just need the paperwork. That's where my mind is, though. So I was like, I'm getting old, hell, I'm going to need me a cool cup house or something. We were talking about it on here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all.
What's up, baby?
Hey. What y'all talking about tonight?
Nothing. Money.
Do you see that rapper pass away? Boss? OG Boss, that lady from, where is she from? Really? I don't want to get it wrong. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, Hill?
I missed the news today.
You talking about Deeper? Do you see Deeper? You talking about
Yeah.
What's
her name? She passed away like 2-3 hours ago.
I really be on top of it. Boss, yeah, I got to meet her. Me and Hype. That's when we were finna sign the Death Row South. Well, PJ was. We were at K104 KKDA. And we did a Christmas drive with her and Cocoa Butter. We did a Christmas drive with them, went to go pass out toys in the K104 van. But Deep, she was like the first. One of the first hardcore female rappers off the West Coast. That was Ann Banks' sister. The rapper Ann Banks, to be rapping Too Short and all them.
Yeah. I was reading about that today.
Oh, man. Man, let me pour out some water. Let me pour out some shade to this lady, man. That's too powerful.
Right.
Shade. Boss. May Allah be pleased in the heavens above. Look here, it's crazy that you mention that because, you know, truly, you damn near like Boss. You coming out just like she did. You coming out home.
Mm-hmm.
The Boss had the shades on, the locals, the bandana. She come out busted, her unconscious sisters. The man, I'm telling you, in that thing, that baton, it might be that baton in your hand, don't even know it. Because you definitely coming out like PD.
Yeah.
Better run.
Yeah, everybody love Boss.
I asked my dude, was there something like her? He said, hell no, she way harder than you. I said, damn. He's harder. I'm saying, like, you know what I'm saying, but he don't give a damn.
Boss, if you go listen to Boss' whole album, her first album went hard.
Yeah.
You
talking about Born
Gangsta?
Her album called Born Gangsta. I was listening to it earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Agent 99. That's she wearing Agent 99 in them.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's a heartbreaker though.
But I'm telling you though, you go hard like you do though. I'm talking about the charisma. Cause I know you working on your whole album. That's why we ain't heard from you in a minute. But you do have that boss charisma. She was fine, motherfucker, mean, spouty, she didn't, I ain't never really seen her. I seen her in person, but I ain't never seen her like, you know, in all that lingerie like y'all be wearing now. She was straight gangster. She was motherfucking Tim's, motherfucking Black Boots, Blueguard Dickies, Cortez, Gangster Night, Bandana. She was throwing up some signs. And then she moved to Texas, married Coco Butter. That's how I met her. Man, hype gonna trip out.
Did y'all see that? Did y'all see the LSU player get into it with the other player?
I heard it on the radio.
I heard about it. I heard about it. What happened?
It's a, you gotta watch the video. It's just a pushing and shoving match, and then the LSU player, her brother, jumped out the stands and stuff, and hopped on the court.
I'm on the radio.
What, for some girls?
That was the mystery man. Her brother. Everybody trying to figure who that man was.
That's her brother. Yeah. I have to show you his Instagram. It wasn't no mystery man. If somebody push your little sister down, it's a lot of girls crowding. I'm looking at the whole thing.
That's what they said. You behind that girl finna knock her out. The girl who
that girl was like
elbows and shit.
That girl damn near 7 feet pushed little Floyd. Whatever. What's that girl name? Floyd. What's her name? Floyd J.
Yeah. That woman 6'7".
What is she?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, man. When they when you say her brother jumped onto the floor, it was her brother. I started laughing because she, you know, I'm from the South. You know, hey, when you see a whole group of people coming from one of your family members, that's what time it is. You know, we go both ways at that point when people start crowding around. One-on-one, that's fine, okay? Do your thing. But when people start crowding around, we all coming. Here we all go.
That motherfucker finna start doing
cartwheels. Yeah, that was her brother. He jumped in the thing, and he didn't push her or nothing, but, you know, he seemed like he wanted to, but he didn't. And so they just charged him with assault and something else. Yeah,
he ain't
do
shit.
He didn't do nothing.
Can't fuck with college, dude.
Hey,
he didn't do nothing. He was up with a shock trooper. What they call shock trooper.
Well, the other dude
blow up and don't do nothing. Just blow up right there in front of you. Get swole.
The other ones, they couldn't make it down. The security stopped them before they got there. They tried.
Man,
yeah,
that's like,
right. No.
It's called instant. You get what I'm saying? Like, he sees trouble, so he said shit. That's automatic. It ain't, you know what I mean? Anybody gonna do that.
What y'all talking about on the late show?
That wasn't to be out there, nigga. We all out there. Fuck that.
Well, we was talking about the basketball fight, but we was talking about balls pass. Truly just said balls pass about 3 hours ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that fight,
I don't know what the brother thought he was doing.
But he wouldn't do that to no nigga in the street. I know that. You can tell he wanted to fight women.
I don't think he was going to hit nobody. You know what I mean? The way he jumped over, like, he's trying to go just protect his sister. Like, y'all better back up.
Well, hey, what they say, if you don't start nothing, it won't be nothing. You see?
I'm saying, my family, it goes
okay,
down.
Sweepy, you got to look at the video. Look at the video I just sent you, Sweepy, and then you can come to the conclusion of how you think it is.
Angela Reese pulled that girl's hair right before that. The other girl stood up there and shoved the girl, and then she got what she got. And then the brother wanted to jump bad, but if it would have been some goons out there, he would have did nothing but tuck his tail, like John Morant daddy.
Yeah. No, not. Shit, everybody ain't like that. Shit, people hop in when your family getting into it.
Man,
yeah. Yeah, now y'all want
to start something, that's going to be on their ass, because I tell them, sit your ass down. You going to start something, then hell, you done started something.
Damn.
If somebody come bother you, then I'm crashing out. That's how the game go. We know not to bother nobody. She went pushing the girl mad because they down. It's called basketball. You win to go home.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the game. This ain't no streets. It's basketball. You're supposed to be playing the game. You started the incident. Got what you deserve.
Well, they got street mentality, so therefore that shit is hard to get out of them.
Well, when you have street mentality and you get suspended for some games, guess what? It can
it
cost
said,
your ass.
She was wrong, though. She deserved to get her ass shoved. And if my people was crying around my family member, y'all better come. Shit. Hey, that is, if I'm wrong, y'all better come. If I'm right, y'all better motherfucking come.
Yeah, but if her brother jump out there, right?
You know me, I'm wrong when it's over with.
And then some cats from South Carolina, they out there with them sticks, right? Out there hanging out in the parking lot, and they, oh, there he is right there. He tried to jump on the girl. Now you done got your brother killed because you thought you was bad to sit up there and do it. Now you're going to feel stupid because you got to put him in the damn box Saturday because your dumb ass did something. His dumb ass reacted to some damn females.
No, technically he got himself killed because she didn't say get your ass out here. He did it on his own.
Well, technically that's what happened. That was going to happen in the street, technically. Somebody go get their cousin. I'm going to get my cousin. And by the time your cousin come around the corner, your cousin dead, you dunking underneath the car hiding from the bullets.
She hit somebody else trying to be funny. She ain't even see that shit coming. Yeah.
Now you're
but like I said, if I'm right, y'all better come. If I'm wrong, y'all better come.
Check this out. Yesterday, I was over there on the block, right? So police pull up. Now we all out there thinking the motherfucker. They pull up talking about, we got a phone call from the pool. Nigga, the pool ain't been open in 7 years.
What?
I swear to you, the police said we got a call from the pool. And we sitting there all looking at each other like, I was like, nigga, the pool ain't been open in 7 years. Who called you the spirit? The girl that drowned 7 years ago?
Hmm.
Yeah, I posted that shit on my TikTok yesterday. That shit was fucking crazy. I said that's the most original shit I ever heard in my life.
Well, what you do, anytime you have an incident like that, you don't have to even act ignorant. You say, well, I'm going to go down there and get a police transmission transcript of that call and see if we fit the description of that call. If not, I'm going to file a lawsuit for racial discrimination. And he going to get in the squad car, put that seatbelt on, and go down there and get some donuts and hope he ain't got a job. I hope he got a job in the morning. See, I know how to deal with them because that police transmission, that's on every call. When somebody calls 911, what's your emergency? That's the transmission right there. Then they report it to the police. There's a black guy. He got a white T-shirt on, blue ball cap, down on what you call it, waving a weapon. That's all going to be documented. There's no way they can say we got a call on the cell phone to my cell phone. Everything's got to go through police transmission. So that's how you get them. I done done it before. I done told them. I said, I'm going to call down there and see if my vehicle and me fit the description. And he got in the car, put that seatbelt on, and drove his ass off. You got to know the law. Don't you know the law? When they stop you in a traffic stop, the first question you ask them is your camera on. If not, you're not in proper uniform, therefore this is an invalid traffic stop. And you can go on about your day. And there's nothing he can say or do. Because when you go to court, you say he wasn't in uniform, your lawyer's going to say he wasn't in uniform, and the police chief got the company policies that say they must have their badge, they must have their camera on doing every stop.
compassionate.
Oh, shit. They didn't have their stop on when they pulled my ass over in 7-Eleven.
If they ain't got their camera on, it's invalid stop. You keep on going.
And I was like, I was like, nigga, they was like, roll down the window. Nope. You can talk to me through here and lock the door. Hell no. I'm like, why this nigga grabbing his gun?
He can't point that weapon at you either. If he points that weapon at you, he's going to have him automatically fired. They're not supposed to point that weapon unless they're under fire. Not because you're black, but they're under fire. That means you done pointed a weapon at them or pulled a knife out at them. Other than that, they can't point that weapon at you.
Stolen from our library special. I was like, man, like all this. And I was like, first, and the cold part about it, I was DoorDash and going to pick up a DoorDash after I just dropped off a DoorDash when they see me. But I was in a fucked up neighborhood, though. I ain't gonna lie, I was in a fucked up neighborhood, but that still don't give them the right to pull me over.
And never roll your window down. Show your driver's license and your registration through the glass. Tell them you can read all the information right there. That's it.
So he was like,
and he said, "Could you step out the car?" I say, "No, I'm not." I say, "I got a disability." He said, "What's a disability?" I got a mental disability. He can't prove that in the court of law.
Oh, shit, I learned something new.
Yeah, I do that to them all the time. But you better ask them about me and goddamn Hope. They going to tell you shit. We don't fuck with that nigga. We going to leave that motherfucker alone because he going to be sitting up there putting some shit on our ass and then say, I'm going to call Lee Merritt and Ben Crump. And the motherfucker going to put that seatbelt on so tight, he going to shit on himself. Because them the two people you don't want to hear about, Lee Merritt and Ben Crump, they're not going to lose. When they go sit by a civil rights lawsuit, your ass and the chief of police ass ain't going to have no job in the morning. They're going to tear a new asshole.
Fast.
They do it.
Big
they eat Memphis up. That boy that got killed by the police in Memphis and then the EMS sat there and watched him die, his family going to probably wind up with $100 million when it's all said and done. Memphis is going to be broke. The city going to have to go bankrupt. They're going to get probably every bit of $100 million. He had, what, 5 police officers and 3 EMS, and nobody rendered aid to him. And they just jumped on him because the guy thought his girlfriend was going with the boy and followed him home and got right there by his mama's house and choked him out to death over some pussy. So you can't even, the city can't even explain that in the goddamn court suit.
Hey, you real talk, P, and Pete know Lee Merritt them for real. I mean, Lee Merritt was down there. We were down there with Lee Merritt in Texas County. Just a while back on some, just on a chill point, but Pete know them people for real. Mr. Delwell know them for real.
Yeah, Ben Crump from Tallahassee.
He right there. Well, I was going to say, did you got Tallahassee? What I'm saying, you right there where they at. I know you know them people for real.
He's down there on Confetti's cousin's case right now.
You know,
when they killed her in that jail, he's down being crumpets on that. They running scared right now. The sheriff and everybody running scared down there in Galveston right now. They didn't think Ben Crump was going to pull up. They just seen Quarnell X pull up, and then he went and called Ben Crump. Ben Crump landed down there with that briefcase. Everybody went and hid for the holidays.
So what is the statute of limitation on suing the police department?
On statute of limitation? Probably about 7 years.
Some things ain't got no statute of limitation, huh? You should look that up.
Well, murder, this is murder, but on a lawsuit, they give you 7 years. That's what happened with us. We lost the lawsuit against my grandfather because the lawyer took on the tobacco, Texas versus tobacco company, $250 million lawsuit, and didn't tell us we've already been in court for the deposition, and my aunt worked at the jail. She went to the judge, and he's like, how come you went in court? She said, when? For y'all's dad's lawsuit. He fell out the bed, didn't have the bed rails up in the hospital and broke his hip and died. And they said, you've already been in court on such and such. We called the lawyer. He said, oh, I forgot to tell y'all. So they threw the case out.
You should sue the lawyer then. Turn the oven off.
They suspended him from law for a minute. But then he turned around and picked up a sheriff deputy picked up a woman and tied her up with extension cords and had sex with her. The wife and the sheriff, while this damn judge, the lawyer watched. And they got busted from that. God don't like ugly. That's what took my grandma out, worried about that when we lost the lawsuit. So that's why I tell anybody, you need to be up on top of any lawsuits. You need to be asking them every week, when is day in court? When is our day in court? Don't ask your lawyer. You go up there and ask the clerks, when is our day in court? Because if you miss your day, they say, well, I guess he just walked away from the case. That's what they were trying to say. We just walked away since we didn't go to the deposition that we didn't know nothing about.
Well, that sounds like the judge was paid off by the police. I mean, the lawyer.
No, the lawyer bullshit. He probably got $20 million just off that lawsuit. It was four lawyers, and they got $250 million, so they got like half of that for the state of Texas, suing the Philip Morris Tobacco Company for all the cancer patients. So you imagine $250 and you getting half of that. That's $125 split by four. That's damn near $30 million apiece. The lawyers will sell you out. They go to your lawyer and say, look, man, we're going to offer you
$60,000. So is there a statute of limitations on when the court flip your hand? Or that lands in the same category of separate.
Well,
say that again.
So when is the statute of limitation on the police with your ass?
Oh. So I know whatever
I look at now, just small. I don't know, man. I'm going through some stuff now myself, so I'm on my toes on everything, but...
Okay.
It is, I'm going to put it in the most high hand at the end of the day, but, I'm following protocol on every issue. It ain't like,
Yeah.
I've been dealing... I was signed under Walter J. Pink Boys at the firm, so I'm dealing with, and I got a white cat down there in Palestine go hard. I've been asking some player-ass lawyers to come to the rescue. But I'm glad he hitting them nerves. Cause he hitting them nerves over here on my end. What you saying? What you saying? You hitting every nerve in my body.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, we just left Lee married them a while back. And he already down there where the man had crumped. Yeah, man, that nigga done got drunk out here flying in his truck.
Bro,
that's what y'all hear.
Is that
I'm
his
sitting
breath?
On the porch.
I hear it. Is that his brakes?
Nah, he ain't got fool over there across the street. Everybody sitting on their porch, drinking beers, doing their thing, and I'm over here chilling with my Siamese cat and my Egyptian cat. They got they sitting on their little couch. I'm sitting on mine. We up here 3D watching this fool burn rubber. I'm out here with my smoker's robe on. Got my smoker's robe on like goddamn me Ghostface Killer out here on the porch.
kick back.
Man.
They showing out to these girls out here walking. These girls out here walking, they showing out.
We used to get in trouble for on Sunday evening, but we used to always beg our daddy to take us to Holmes Road so we can watch the drag racing. And he was gonna tell us no, never, because we used to go home on Holmes Road anyway. It's like, let's pull over. We used to always pull over and watch them do their thing. When the laws come, we'll hop in the car and go ahead. I wonder if they still do it over there. So many things is different now.
Yeah, we're going to jump to a couple of cuts, and we'll be right back with a little bit more of this show. If you're tuning in online, like to join the show, hit us up 323-642-1597. We are live. Plus, one about over the middle. Y'all know what time it is, baby. Put it out, because we're going to put it in. Let's go.
The mega four.
This for all y'all, all over, all over. Bounce, niggas, rollin' skating, bitches, homies. Bounce, drop, ladies, rollin' skating, dipping down the street. I've been all around the world, Japan to Amsterdam. Hit them like switches, dipping, hit the switches, witches. One beat, one. Why I gotta make mine? Cause these fools on the street trying to take mine. What's up, ladies? Time's getting shady. You gotta lick stick with it. That's why I'm sick with it. Hard to maintain in this world of pain. But I'ma serve these rhymes like dimes of cane. Why can't we just chill and get along, motherfucker? The views you choose to use is wrong, motherfucker. Relax. Me and Baby S got it mapped to a T. Just ride with me. Battle cat in the back with a sack on D. Rhyme with the young OG. Dipping down the Shaw. Fuck all of y'all. Now she bounce, rock, skate on three.
On three. We can freak it, freak if you want to,
they want
dimes if you want to, but communicate and you know that we can freak it, freak if you want to, dimes if you want to, but communicate and you know.
Let me tell you how I started on the grind for mine, living life in my rear view. S nigga here, you about to drop the bomb. Record one in blue palm, the Yukon. And John hooked my shit up bomb. Full controlling, stolen with my nigga from the pound. Put my shit in full control with bitches all around. Make me feel like a G once more. He once flow for free, now it's all about the G's and heat. Oh yeah, blaze up a whole stack to the head. We wear khakis, nigga, fuck jeans. I'm sure all the G's know what I mean. Lil' Lopes, young G's, no G's. We on the smash for cash and that's it. We hit the stash and dash and that's it. We don't slash and mash and blast shit. And we don't give a fuck about a bitch.
We can freak it, freak if you want to, bitch. Shine if you want to, but communicate and you know that we can freak it. Freak if you want to, shine if you want to, but communicate and you know.
Throw it up, nigga. Give it up, nigga. 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 Throw it up, nigga. Why you trippin' with me? What you kickin' with me? Just bomb the block. Combine the knot. I got me somebody bad as shit. All the rest of y'all is mad as shit. I'm dripping down the street in the sky blue vents. Pull up to the curb, then swerve gents. Ten of the homies are made me left. But they all ride with you up at the baby, yes.
So we can freak it. Freak if you want to. Die if you want to.
Where do I start? Your body's a work of art, always playing your part. Can't lie, when I first saw you, I was thinking quickie. Get drunk and get backseat busy. You dub that quick. You ain't even let me buy you a drink. You said thanks, but no thanks. I got my own in the bank. Then walked off with a switch so mean. I'm like, mouth man, you got to step up your game.
Clean.
Self-talk will make you go harder. Was looking at you like Bernie Mac. Look at Miss Parker.
Lord.
You know what I want. You know what I need. At first
that was trying to get you out them seeds. Well, I couldn't let you leave without getting your mask. You say you like that I'm persistent and gave me a stand. The best thing that I heard all year. Had a dog nigga smiling from ear to ear. Your sex is like death, how you take my soul? Everything is all natural, no ass shots. Some hills make her bubble sit up like brand new shots. You go girl, it's your world, I'm just in it. Nigga violate you, his mouth, I go in it. You're such a lady, drive me crazy. X6 with the plate, that's a M.O. baby. If you beefing, you get tight, cause I sit there and laugh. I can't help it, it's just so cute when you're mad. I'm a real hood nigga, so I kiss you on your stretch marks. You begin to gym heavy, working out some stretch marks. Tell you that you're beautiful the way that you are. Look how they all staring at you when you step out the car. Out of sight, out of mind, she don't go that route. She bring the bag to the precinct trying to bail me out.
My life, my life, my
I'ma take it to your love, and I don't wanna give it up. We done been through way too much, and I don't really give two fucks about what they think of me. They think of me, they think of me, though what they think of you. They think of you, they think of you. I'ma take it to your love, and I don't wanna give it up. We done been through way too much, and I don't really give two fucks about what they think of me. They think of me, they think of me, though what they think of you. They think of you, they think of you.
Cause that was time. You was right there for me, gotta take time. I'm fucking these bitches, you dissing these niggas to show me you love me. Get me your legacy, treat it your legacy like it meant nothing. I was social media single, but I be cutting up with you in public. Straight up embarrassing you in front of the public became a custom of breaking your heart, tearing you apart. Destructive, I'm a destructive, but really through our discussions. But we was homeless together, didn't wanna sleep in no shelter. I caused a shelter from the rain, praying to God to help us. You had pride, could put it to the side. Didn't wanna feel helpless, I kept lying, looking in your eyes, crying. You just melted, but couldn't leave your side. Cause even to my pride, that shit feel selfish.
I'ma take it to your love, and I don't wanna give it up. We done been through way too much, and I don't really give two fucks about what they think of me. They think of me, they think of me, know what they think of you. They think of you, they think of you. I'ma take it to your love, and I don't wanna give it up. We done been through way too much, and I don't really give two fucks about what they think of me. They think of me, they think of me, know what they think of you. They think of you, they think of you.
I'm in constant conflict madness, I ain't got time for the conflict of passion. Then it was bad again, then it was mommy. I give you good dick, then I tell you I'm sorry. I'm never gonna hurt you again, I promise, and then I gon' do it again. The moment you stood there hurting, the pain, and the sorrow gets over, that shit would get better tomorrow, but it never did. I admit I was on some selfish shit, for geeking out with the one you used to feel special with. 22 when I met you, now you 25 and you strong as shit. Miss Hercules, feel like I ripped you of your innocence. Forgive me, baby, I apologize, as a real nigga, should've never lied. I hurt your heart about 100,000 times, but you the only beat that's in this heart is mine. Why for now, bitch, I can't find the time. If you ain't a part of you, got me in your fire. Your lovers are arsonists, I can't deny. If you ain't a part of my life, I don't wanna be you, but a part of it, take. Girl, you the heart of it, this is the hardest shit, take. Cause really my heart is this. Why do you pay for the book in the ground where I'm posting your pics and heart and shit? been losing your pen, I see your apocalypse. We at war like Biggie and Pac and shit.
I'm addicted to your love, and I don't wanna give it up. We done been through way too much, and I don't really give two fucks about what they think of me. They think of me, they think of me, know what they think of you. They think of you, they think of you. I'm addicted to your love, and I don't wanna give it up. We done been through way too much, and I don't really give two fucks about what they think of me. They think of me, they think of me, know what they think of you. They think of you, they think of you.
My name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
And just like that, we back up to the same one more again, Truest Radio. We got the family with us tonight doing what we do, Truest style, baby. What's happening?
Shit. What, y'all, I be saying all kind of crazy shit on this internet. I don't even know where to start at.
I know it's kind of rough to start with some of the shit that's going on now.
Mm-hmm. And then they
a lot especially in Houston, all that stuff be going on. It'll be everywhere, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff. They're talking about South by Southwest, too.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What they doing, anticipating?
Some of me and some of them ain't. I saw DJ Academics was on there saying it ain't really all hype what it's supposed to be.
It ain't. It really ain't. But actually,
yeah, I feel like it's good for networking. You know, go out there and you can meet people, like, yeah, supporters. And, you know, I feel like it's good, to be honest.
The thing was, South by Southwest was first set up for movie producers. And they just started leaning over and doing music. And over the years, they saturated so many artists, you know, by bringing back the same people hosting the shows. And it was like they wouldn't give anybody else a chance to get up in there. Because if you don't start planning a year ahead, you're not going to get in it.
Man, another thing, they are just rodeo. But they just make everything so fucking ridiculous. I don't be wanting to go out there anyway and be around all those people and stuff. Because when you have worked there and worked in there, you know you don't want to be there. But even if you was going to go, the price of these tickets has tripled. Especially since he announced that Drake going to be one of the people on there with him. And I mean, I don't know unless something changed from back in the day. It's like a little 15-minute set. So why pay all this money, you know, for that? It's crazy.
Well, the deal is, for those who don't understand the power of networking, I wouldn't be where I was at if I didn't build relationships. I called Sick With It Records for a whole week straight. E-40 picked up, said, "God damn, this number called me every damn day. What the hell you want?" I'm like, "Man, I want to sit up there and tell you I'm your biggest fan, one." He's like, "Yeah, that's nice, but damn, what do you do?" I said, "Man, I DJ. Man, I promote. I do everything." He said, "You promote?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Man, what's your address?" I gave my address. I looked up, damn, UPS truck pulling up, got two boxes of vinyl records and two boxes of posters. And he tells me, "Take a picture, and you pass that out of the picture, go get a disposable camera, take a picture, and send the picture back to me. I want to put that up for my promotional." So that was my first promotional gig. No, Luke was my first promotional gig when they came to Pensacola with H-Town. Then got dang E-40. So once I told him, he's like, boom. So I'm like, bam, I'm passing out the poster. Hey, stand right there. Hold the CD up. Oh, not the CD, but the album up. And hold the poster up in your hand. Let me get the picture. Shit, snap, snap, snap. I run to Walmart, develop them, put them in the envelope, 164 Robles Drive or 168 Robles Drive, Vallejo, California. Boom, send it straight to them. We locked in like that. So by me understanding the power of networking, I can tell Sweet Pea, I know somebody who can teach you Master Gardening. Or Hell Love, I know somebody who can teach you how to do copyrights and publishing. Or Buddha, I can teach you how to sit up there and promote a show. Not saying he don't know how to do it, none of y'all don't have to do it. But that's the power of networking.
I just got my pen and piece of paper. What's their address again? I'm just
saying. Yeah, but seriously, that's the power of networking. That's how I'm able to pass all this information on to people because I've been on the phone call. Hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, getting to know their family, wife and kids, getting to know if their son plays sports or their daughter play volleyball or whatever it is, and we build personal relationships on the side of business relationships. So when they say, hey, Pat, that's why I was late on the show. I had people calling me from Atlanta and one call from Mississippi. Hey, man, so-and-so referred me. I'm from Hattiesburg. So-and-so referred me. I'm like, wow. And that's just the relationships that I done built. So that's the beautiful part. When you can go to 10,000, 20,000 people, and people just like you, you don't know who cousin shoot videos, who cousin own the club, they can get you to that next level. Because it's them rappers that go rap on the stage and go sit out there in the car, open mic night, they're the ones who miss out on opportunity. They don't meet no promoters, no other artists, no videographers, no DJs. They just go do their song. Go out there in the car and smoke a blunt. Fuck them other niggas, man. We the hardest niggas. And they miss opportunities. You got to network. Closed mouth don't get fed.
So, I was just trying to figure out why is them damn tickets costing so much. Because I just looked at them a week or so ago, and at that point, you was buying, all of them were resale tickets. So that means somebody have already bought them, and you are buying them from whoever that is. And this
well, see, depends on
the site. That shit is tricky as fuck.
But here's what the deal is, Sweet Pea. What happens is, let's say Snoop Dogg, he rents out a club, and all the artists that Snoop Dogg's got coming out, he says, I'm going to let my artists perform, and then I'm going to do one or two songs. So Snoop Dogg, a Death Row Records present stage. So he's going to have a price. Then Drake might say Uvu Records, and Drake will have all the little R&B and rap artists he's bringing up. Boom. Then somebody else out of New York, Jay-Z, might be like Rockefeller Records or whatever his name is, Rock Nation, and bring up all his new artists to showcase them, and then he might do a song. You see, so that's what it all became, is all the major artists, they started signing artists and bringing to it. When it first started, it was just all independent artists. Every independent artist went to a club, and they paid to get in, and then they performed in front of whoever went to that club. Now it's done become a monopoly, because it's like, if Sweet Pea got Southside Live Click, she bringing everybody from Southside Live Click that's up and coming and showcasing them to the people and making people buy their T-shirts and merchandise, try to build their brand. So that's what it done become. So a lot of it is people just going to be nosy and ain't got no CDs, no thumb drives, no four by six postcard fly with the QR code to their websites, no T-shirts, no shoestring, no nothing. They just, well, we're going to South by Southwest, it's going to be crunk. And they miss an opportunity, because I know if I go, I'm having me 500 thumb drives, probably 500 CDs, 2,000, 3,000 postcard flyers, all in the gift bag. I put them in the gift bag and pass them out, walking around with backpacks, mm-hmm. all the whole thing. Let's build our brand.
They say right now, if I get two tickets for me and Chris, it's going to be $356. Like, it's off the chain. And that's just for far up. That ain't even for a close down. You know, that's already gone. And standing room is almost $200 a person also. And just for me, I feel like it takes the value away from everything. And it's like, man, for real, I appreciate the rappers and stuff, but as far as a lot of the singers, y'all don't even sing like that. It's a lot, some of them are coming back, but a lot of them can't even sing that good, so I'm not about to pay you when I already have seen the Gap Band and the Isley Brothers. Like, I already seen these people in concert, so I'm not finna pay that much to see you. Dude, not even what they could do, not even close. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're taking over with the money thing. They putting up the price of stuff too much. like the price of everything is going down.
Yeah, well, you know, concert tickets are running $125 and $200 for nosebleed seats. That's why a lot of them getting canceled out. Drake had to cancel out both his Memphis shows. Lil Baby had to cancel out Memphis shows. The Baby had to cancel out about four or five shows because they like, look, man, before we sit up here and I buy a goddamn ticket for me and buy a goddamn ticket for my bride over here nagging about she like fucking Drake, I'm going to go buy me some motherfucking goddamn groceries, because fuck that. I got to buy $200 Jordan to go with it, then her outfit and get her hair and nails done. I'm out of $1,000 to see a motherfucking bright-skinned motherfucker with braids. Fuck that. I go to YouTube. And that's their mentality now. So now the artist's like, shit, what are we going to do? We ain't getting no album sales because it's streaming, and ain't nobody coming to the concerts.
Yeah, this is the thing, though. It should be illegal, I feel like, for that many tickets to be sold. That's the point that I keep trying to make. What I was trying to say is that all of these tickets have been bought already and are being sold again, and they can change the ticket by tomorrow. At any time, they can keep going with the price of these tickets. So I think that that's not cool. You know,
well, let me
it could be the price, because this is the thing about it. The artist is not getting that price. The stadium ain't getting that price. That's not what they charging. What we paying is not what they charging.
I'm going to tell you something funny, Sweet Pea. My mom's in the other room, but here's what happened. We went to the Mayweather fight down there in Vegas in 2009, and there was a white guy and his girlfriend who bought a ticket from a black guy for $600 a piece. He bought two tickets for $1,200. When he got down to the goddamn deal and they scanned it, they said, these tickets ain't no good. They said, huh? They said, these ain't no good. These are fake. What do you mean? He's a fake ticket. Who'd you get him from? It's a black guy. That, oh, man, he gets everybody. So he come out of Hollywood and get everybody every year. So they just wasted $1,200, thought they was going inside the goddamn fight, and got beat out their money. And that's what people do. They scalp, man. People do that all the time. They'll be like, oh, man, I'm going to buy front row seats. And then sell front row seats. They might have bought them $2,500 and sell them $10,000 a piece. And get grand theft money. It's sad, but they do that all the time. And you got a lot of people sell fake tickets. They're like, yeah, man, let's go to the gas station. Hey, man, I got tickets to the motherfucking Paul Wall show, man. $15. Motherfucker reach in there and buy four of them, then get to the show. Hey, these tickets ain't no good. That motherfucker over there smoking a loud pack with your money. So that's the sad part. Anytime you got a big show and something on that big magnitude, you better be going to Live Nation, because that's the one who's doing the show. Anybody else is bullshit. Even if somebody...
But most places are only selling these tickets through Ticketmaster.
Yeah, well, Live Nation and Ticketmaster, they're hand in hand. So that's the deal. You got to go through Ticketmaster, which is owned by Live Nation, respectively. So that's why, let's say you want to book Drake for a show. And if Live Nation said, well, we got Drake coming to Houston in June, and you trying to book him in May, they won't let you book Drake in May, because all them people are pretty much bought by Live Nation. You got AEG and Live Nation. Them are the two biggest concerts. Michael Jackson's under like AEG. Then everybody like Jay-Z and all the big names, they're under Live Nation. So when Live Nation says up there, we're going to do a tour, then anybody local, you can't even book them Live Nation artists. They won't let you book them. You got to wait 6 months after that artist comes to be able to book them. You can't book them before. 6 months before, you can't do it. And then don't let nobody tell you.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Now, I thought you were talking about this situation, because if you can only buy them from Ticketmaster, you can only buy it from Ticketmaster. And I still think that's wrong.
Hello?
It should be a certain amount of them. Uh-oh. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it should still be a certain amount of these tickets that are not resold. That should be the price that they are. because that's just period, because there's no other place to buy them. You only have one place to buy them. And that's really, it's like, it's a scam. It's a legal scam. So you mean to tell me before the event even gets started, before it get posted, the day it get posted, I go look on the site and it said all of these are resale tickets. I'm talking about every last one of them, from the nosebleed to the front row.
Yeah, that's how people make their money. They make grand theft. That's like, you know, the airlines let you buy, like, I think like four tickets on one credit card transaction. So if you got eight people traveling, you got to pay one credit card transaction and then sit up there and book another four seats. They won't let you book eight altogether on one credit card transaction because they'll think you're buying the seat and reselling them. Yeah, it's, the game is so crazy, man. But I just learned that about Live Nation when my partner, he started working for Live Nation in San Francisco, and he told me, like, yeah. And he's like, oh, no, Live Nation got the game sold up. He said, what they do, yeah, any artist that's going to perform there 6 months, you can't book them in that area. It's like a damn near, shit, 500-mile radius, 1,500-mile radius that you can book them in. Within 6 months. Other than that, you got to wait till after that artist performs. And they're like, if Drake already comes to San Francisco or Drake already comes to Houston, why would damn Sweet Pea try to book him another month later? That'll be dumb because everybody said, hey, we just seen him last month. He's going to sing the same song. So that's how Live Nation is fucking the game up. And see, they're paying these artists up front. They're like, Lil Baby, we're going to give you $10 million for a tour. So Lil Baby like, cool, my money's in the account, whether anybody shows up or not. And if Live Nation feels like they didn't sell enough tickets, they just cancel out the goddamn show and then turn around and eat the loss. Well, Live Nation controls the ticket prices, not the artist. Everybody gone?
Yeah, I'm on here.
Oh.
I was listening too. I'm just trying to see, really, no way around it. Life is a scheme now.
Yeah, well, that's the deal, man. Everybody is trying to get over. You know, you got the guy who sits up there and he goes buy his pencils, right? He buys a pack of 50 pencils and then he sells each pencil for 50 cents a piece. And he's like, damn, the motherfucker didn't buy, but got 50 of them for $2. So he said each one of them 50. Looks like the man selling loose cigarettes. Hey, man, a dollar. He done made $20 off a goddamn $7 pack of cigarettes. Standing outside the store for niggas that ain't got $7 to buy no goddamn whole pack. That's the crazy
that
part about it.
That makes sense to me, though. That ain't a problem because you have an option. You got an option to buy your own pack of cigarettes.
So you got an option to buy the ticket.
You don't have to buy them just from him. You don't have an option but to buy resale tickets. That's the thing. You can't go and buy your own seat for whatever the price is supposed to be. You have to buy a resale ticket.
You got to get up at 8:59. With your credit card in hand, because they say tickets go on sale Tuesday at 9 a.m. So your ass better be punching that goddamn button on your phone, hitting send, make sure your credit card got money on it, and getting them damn tickets. When they go on sale, them bitches, if you're a hot artist, they'll sell out the first day. I just seen shit sell out the first day. They come back, sold out. And you're like, damn, I was going to wait till I got paid. Shit, it don't work that way. I mean, that's just, that's business, you know. It's like this, Sweet Pea. We've been buying that same penny candy when you was a little girl for a penny. Now that shit, 15 and 29 cents in the store. Same penny candy. Ain't changed the ingredients since 1869. But that penny candy now, 15 cents. And 29 cents in the store. You go get a fireball, that shit, 29 cents in one store in Hope and 15 cents in another store in Hope. Sadly, the same dollar, same penny candy. So, I mean, that's just, So we not going to stop people price gouging. That's the whole deal. I went and got a whole handful of them damn salt peppermints. That man said like $3 and something. I said, $3 and something. I said, man, these damn things ain't 15 cents. He said, no, man, them 35 cents a piece. And I said, well, let me get the fireball. He said, them 29. I said, well, let me just pump my gas and lift all that shit on the counter and went on up out the store. What a shit, man. 35 cents for a salt peppermint, and you know, I go to Buddha, and Buddha give me a Dollar Tree discount and get them for a dollar instead of a dollar and a quarter for a whole pack.
Yeah.
Hello, man. Go ahead. I thought you going to throw some jams on and put Sweet Pea Connoisseur Chris on.
He don't put me on his song.
Fire shoes. You can get on there, start spitting knowledge.
You don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, hell up. I thought you went to sleep. Well, I said, you over there counting sheets? Sale barn must be open tomorrow.
No, I'm just sniffing this to y'all. Sniffing this to y'all. These fantastic stories.
Yeah, I what you call it, man? You know, the funniest part, we was out there in Vegas, Sweet Pea. I'm glad you said that. And these guys had the Hummer limo, and they asked the girl how much, and she said $1,800. And he said, that's for all of us. And the girl said, how many is it? He said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She said, what's 1,800 times 6? He said, are you serious? She said, hell yeah, it's fight night. My mom was like, is she trying to prostitute? I said, shut up. That's what they do. Vegas ain't nothing but a cat house on the strip. She wanted 1,800 a shot times 6.
Yeah.
Right. If you go down on the in the hood, it's $300 in the hood on the back streets with the bullet wounds and the scars and the goddamn cocoa butter kneecaps. But if you want the cream brother, that's something going to cost you. Boy, Pimpin' Ken said he don't land his plane unless it's 2 racks a piece. Pimpin' Ken said he don't land his plane in Vegas unless it's 2 racks a piece.
Hmm.
He ain't got no Texarkana $40 shot.
Boy, no. Yeah, they done went up on them. They done went up on that. It's 40, 50 now.
Oh, shoot.
Not the little $40.
40, 50.
That's a lot of money down through here, though, $40. That's a lot of money. It's still
yeah,
being
yeah.
down here. Still slow booking out here in these woods.
Yeah.
$40 solve a lot of things.
$40 solve folks, a lot that's of a lot of liquor.
Hey, yeah. you get that soup and onion mix for 79 cents and start off from there.
Yeah.
Soup and onion.
Yeah. You got to go get that winning pick for
what'd you say? Get a 4 for 4?
Yep. Some of them go for a 4. Some of them hope for a 4 for 4. Yeah, well, some of them hope for a 4 for 4.
Well, the flames going to be hot down there.
They going
y'all,
for
the
low.
Flames. Yeah, we all going to hell.
Yeah. Setting them on fire.
Go wake up and be a circle around you. A circle of fire. Boy, y'all too crazy.
You wonder
y'all.
Why.
Y'all would say anything boldly, no period, no stop.
Hey, no filter. No filter.
Let's tell what I broke the Las Vegas strip down real good for you.
Hell, that's what it is. If you don't know what shit, now you know. I don't want you going out there with Big Mama credit card. Right there, Big Mama credit card come back. She's saying, Junior, you got $3,500 worth of charges. Big Mama see it was two twins.
Well, y'all crazy. Where JoJo at, man? JoJo, he be going hard, too, on the league. JoJo.
Is this he left?
More than tapped out. More than tapped out.
Scratch, truly. When can we get the interview?
Man, I don't know when y'all gonna hear Scratch on the radio again. Scratch got some illness going on.
He got what going on?
I said Scratch got some elements going on. Tell me, when you a DJ, you can't just pack up and move in 3 days like everybody else. Just think, this dude got 12 years of records stored. 15 mm-hmm. years of records alone. That don't include clothes, other miscellaneous items.
Yeah. Hmm.
Turntables, computers.
Oh, don't mind me. I got to help 86 move. We got a house full of stuff and a big-ass storage shed full of stuff and a backyard full of stuff. And they got to be gone by the 1st of April.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's this about Jake Paul and Mike Tyson going on?
Who? Jake Paul and who?
Mike Tyson.
What are they talking about?
He's going to get knocked out. But see, he's smart because he's running up on Floyd Mayweather making him paydays he wasn't making in UFC. So he goes to goddamn getting $5 million fights, but he was only getting a couple of $100,000 in UFC. Shit, he's a genius. He don't care. It's just exhibition bouts. And he's just like, I just get in there and put on a good show, and, hell, I'm $5 million richer. He would have to fight damn near 15 fights in UFC to make that same $5 million. He'd probably make that off of Tyson, too, probably $5
million. So, Who set up for him to fight Mike Tyson? Because
he thought Tyson out. He said he can whoop Tyson. That's what he does. I can whoop Mayweather.
Did Tyson agree to that?
Right, because that's what he said. He's like, you know, Tyson don't agree to it. They're like, oh, Tyson was scared of the other white boy. Oh, the white boy scared of Tyson. Tyson supposed to be a beast. So Tyson like, well, hell, shit, y'all think because I'm 57 that I can't fight, okay?
So this is going to happen.
Yeah, July on Netflix.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Man, Tyson knocked that man out.
Mike is lot nicer than he used to be, and he's not as, you know. But he have moments where you see, you know, like Mike is a dog. Like, he's a gorilla. Like, he's untamed. He bit somebody's ear off. Why would you sign up for that?
The money.
Sweet Pea, you didn't ever see that guy that walked in the ring He looked at the other dude, see how big he was, and walked out and was crying, and he still got paid.
What up, y'all?
Still got paid.
Yeah.
He still got paid. He walked in the fight, looked at the guy,
yeah,
turned around and started crying and walked out the ring.
I'm going to knock you out. Mama said knock you out.
Now, ain't that something? You still, he probably got paid $120,000 for a fight, and he didn't throw a punch and didn't get hit either because he just looked at him and walked out.
Appreciate it, bro.
Your career, over if you do that. Ain't nobody gonna sign you up for nothing else. You don't have to worry about it. That's crazy, though.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is crazy. Who in the hell would sit up there and be like, oh, I'm gonna fight Mike Tyson? I'm like, no. Hell no. Bro, he tricky. You a tripping. How old is this dude?
He looked like he was about 28.
Okay, so he wasn't alive long enough to understand that this is some dumb shit that he doing. And I know he's good at what he do. Go ahead.
You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
That is one pain he's going to feel the next morning.
Why would he do this?
What's up, everybody?
What's good? This going to be like one of them times when people think they can fight their parents and the parent go ahead and kick your ass like how it's supposed to be. It's going to be one of them times. I don't know what to say. Didn't this dude, he fight Floyd before?
You're right. Floyd was just toying with him. Floyd could have knocked him out, but they told Floyd don't knock him out. Just play with him. So he thought he actually did something, so he called Tyson out after Floyd talking about, I hang with Floyd, I knocked Tyson out, he ain't shit, I have knocked him out. So Tyson like, what?
Floyd.
Okay.
Man, it's not a good idea, but I'll be watching.
No?
You'll get your money, because I'll be watching.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it on
YouTube. You learn from your mistakes. You was about to learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I let your mouth overload your ass. That's what you tell us when you live. I let your mouth overload your ass.
Yeah, they should have put him, they should have put you in, put him in there with you, Buddha. Buddha got them goddamn snowplow hands. I know Buddha hit him one time, he'd be over with.
These hands out of order now, cuz these hands, the contract is out, the lights is gone, the lights are expired on these hands.
you just doing that to reel them in the rope dogs like goddamn Ali, and then you're going to turn loose on them. I know you. You're going to let them sit here and get you on the road, then you're going to tie yourself out, then you're going to put them snow plows on there and knock all the goddamn snow out of his nose.
These motherfuckers out of date now. These motherfuckers can't do it. They just got karate chop. 1-2 karate chop. Then I had to give them a gun. Say chop, chop, pow, pow. Shit, I ain't going.
Hey, damn, Buddha came out.
I ain't got fuck with nobody though. I ain't got time right there too. Try to get to this money right now. I ain't got time to be bullshit scuffling with motherfuckers.
Yeah, Buddha came out the house, had a raccoon hat and goddamn a big ass musket. That motherfucker musket touched Texarkana on
that
the nose.
Elephant gun.
that big elephant gun. That's shoot. He be able to shoot everything down Highway 59 all the way down the hill.
We're going to lay you down. That's a guarantee. We're going to lay you down.
He got the big elephant gun and shit.
We're going to get you down now.
I said, Buddha, we trying to scam. We ain't trying to sit up there and cream, man.
No, I don't need you talking like this.
Who they had their guns on Cream Man? They gonna say where the rest of his body at? There ain't no more.
Boy, y'all crazy. Nah, man, I come in peace, man. Peace and a little bit of hair grease, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm chilling like that.
Yeah, it's all peace.
Man, y'all, so man, right? I'm glad we made it another summer. It's almost springtime. Everybody, we all in.
Somebody talking about Pimp's wife married the man who killed him 6 days ago. I had to check that out. No, they said the man who killed him before he'd been dead, so that's somebody lied then. Somebody just put that up for clout.
What?
I don't even want to hear you repeat what you just said. I heard what you said, but I don't bless
you. It just said somebody got Pimp's wife married the man who killed him. It's trying to say that on this YouTube here. Just pull it up. Don't take my word. I'm just saying I haven't watched the video or nothing. I'm just reading the caption. So
yeah, you got to remember you're a powerful man. What you say, people take people take heed of what you say, though. So you know, you got to watch it.
I'm telling you now. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm saying this the caption. So that's what quote unquote. This the caption that says. Yeah, not me. Don't take me and say I said it. That's why I'm reading the caption. I haven't even read the story yet. I'm just watching the little video deal. So, yeah.
I'm still tripping off. Boss. Truly talking about Boss, man. Rest in peace, Boss. Female rapper.
Man. You talking about the female rapper, Boss?
I sent it to you earlier, Mr. Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, I've been busy. I've been busy around the clock. I'm trying to see what female boss that you sent. Let me go in here.
Yeah. I tell you what. Y'all make sure y'all tune into the True All Week. We got things going down for you. Tomorrow, special guest. On the day in. Do our thing over here. So make sure y'all tune in, same bad time, same bad channel. That's going to be going on. We'll get a recap of what went down at the 10th Street Blues Festival that was held over the weekend here in the Crock Pot. We'll get a little analyzation on that later in the week. But, yeah, we got that. We got more and more for you, so. Stay tuned, because we're going to take it to the moon, Alice. We're going to take it to the moon, Alice. Yeah. So for me and all my truest compadres, we say hasta la vista, baby. Oh, I said, man, I'm practicing and shit. But yeah, shit. Yeah, y'all tune in tomorrow, man. What's up? See, we gonna be on this thing. We got a minute left, so yeah, a minute left. See, blue card back in. Yeah. That's my time, people. I watch Miss Mandy Griffin. Take Miss Madison.